Education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. ABSA, your story matters.
Good evening. The headlines. DEC warns and cautions Archbishop Banda. Senior Chief Musele warns against disruptive regime changes. And in global news, Amnesty accuses Uganda of torture and mass arrests ahead of January elections. With the 18-hour main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Kaji Mozambo. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, Anti-Money Laundering Investigation Unit, has warned and cautioned Lusaka Diocese Archbishop Alick Banda over ongoing investigations into his alleged unlawful possession of a Toyota Hilux motor vehicle belonging to the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA. DEC spokesperson Alan Tamba says between the 22nd of April 2021 and the 27th of December 2023, Archbishop Banda had possession of a Toyota Hilux bearing registration number ALF7734, a vehicle that is reasonably suspected to have been unlawfully obtained from the ZRA, contrary to Section 31319A of the Penal Code. Mr. Tamba says following his summoning this morning, Archbishop Banda, when afforded an opportunity to explain how he assumed possession of the vehicle, remained silent. He has also confirmed that the matter remains under active investigation and that further action pertaining to the issue will be disclosed promptly. The Commission has not disclosed any charges at this stage and has assured to update the nation on the outcome of the investigation at an appropriate time.
The Drug Enforcement Commission, through its Anti-Money Laundering Investigation Unit, AMLU, has formally warned and cautioned His Grace, the Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Lusaka, Dr. Alick Banda. This follows ongoing investigations into alleged unlawful possession of the Toyota Hilux motor vehicle registration number ALF7734, being property of the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA. When granted an opportunity to explain how he assumed possession of the said motor vehicle, Dr. Alick Banda chose to remain silent. The Commission will update the nation regarding the outcome of the investigation at an appropriate time.
Senior Chief Musele of Kalungila District in the Northwestern Province has endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema's call for national stability, saying Zambia does not deserve another disruptive regime change after just 5 years. The traditional leader believes constant shifts in administration burden ordinary citizens and derail national progress, citing the country's political history of multiple transitions since 2011. In an interview to Phoenix News, Chief Musele warned that regime changes are particularly dangerous for developing nations like Zambia, as each new administration abandons previous policies and offers no solution for the economy except reversing gains. He's advocating allowing the elected government to complete its mandate and has appealed for unity, urging the opposition to support and constructively critique the government instead of seeking its immediate removal.
Zambia does not deserve regime change even after 5 years because a burden comes back on a common person. Regime changes are very dangerous for undeveloped countries like Zambia. If we've identified an area of guidance to the sitting government, it's better we do so. UPN has already come up with its policies that we've brought on the ground and just amend their already planned policies. Therefore, I would like to endorse Lusaka and Hichilema as our top candidate for the Republic of Zambia, as our top candidate for Northwestern and the people of Nigeria Chief.
Environmental expert Dr. David Chapoloko says the recent introduction of an environmental crimes unit at the National Prosecution Authority, NPA, is timely and critical in Zambia's fight against increasingly sophisticated wildlife crime. Dr. Chapoloko has told Phoenix News that wildlife crime in Zambia has evolved beyond small-scale poaching and now involves organized cartels, money laundering, and cross-border criminal networks. He notes that Zambia's landlocked position has turned the country into a key transit corridor for illegal wildlife products, making environmental crime a serious national and regional security concern. Dr. Tapoloko further notes that in the past, major wildlife crime cases have often been handled like ordinary criminal matters, weakening their impact and failing to deter offenders, adding that the creation of a specialized unit within the NPA will allow trained prosecutors to focus specifically on environmental crimes and ensure cases are thoroughly prepared before reaching court. He hopes the country could, in future, establish a dedicated court focused on crime prevention, saying only when offenders fully appreciate the seriousness of environmental crimes will Zambia begin to see stronger protection of its wildlife resources.
We are no longer dealing with small-scale poaching, for their families to eat. We are dealing with very organized cartels, networks. We are dealing with even money laundering is happening right before our nose, where we see a lot of cross-border trafficking of valuable wildlife products like the ivory and the pangolin. And Zambia really being a landlocked country, seeing it as a corridor. I think that this unit is going to be, it's going to allow trained prosecutors to focus only on wildlife and environmental crime, which is a good move. They can work closely with investigators from the beginning and make sure that the cases that we are working on are strong before court.
The Kitwe City Council in 2025 recorded a total of 948 marriages, a 13.1% increase from 829 marriages recorded in 2024. Council Public Relations Officer Emmanuel Kitisha says the rise reflects growing public uptake of formal and legal marriage registration services offered by the local authorities. Mr. Kitisha explains that of the total marriages registered, 542 were solemnized at council-designated venues and issued with official marriage certificates, while 396 marriages were processed through the issuance of Form C. He says all marriages were conducted in full compliance with the Marriage Act, Cap 50 of the Laws of Zambia, underscoring the council's commitment to lawful, transparent, and orderly marriage registration processes. Mr. Lupikisha says the local authority is advising couples to engage with them early to obtain accurate information on requirements, documentation, and processing timelines.
I would like to inform the public that in 2025, the council registered 948 marriages, an increase from 829 marriages recorded in 2024, representing a 13% increase. Out of this total, 542 marriages were solemnized and issued with official marriage certificates, while 396 were processed through some fees which were issued to gazetted services. All marriages were conducted in full compliance with the Marriage Act. The council also encourages couples to legalize their marriages as this provides the legal cognition and protects their marital rights.
In global news, Amnesty International is accusing Ugandan security forces of torture and arbitrary arrest as the country heads towards elections on the 15th of January. President Yoweri Museveni, now 81, is seeking to extend his four-decade rule amid growing claims that repression is intensifying to silence the opposition. Amnesty says it has gathered evidence of security officers beating protesters and firing tear gas at supporters of the National Unity Platform, led by singer-turned-politician Bobby Ryan, who previously challenged Museveni in the disputed 2021 election. The monitors will be received for other global stories.
Venezuela's interim leader, Maduro Rodriguez, has offered to collaborate with the United States, citing a conciliatory tone in a message addressed directly to President Trump. Mr. Trump has again insisted the U.S. is now in charge of Venezuela. Nicolas Maduro is due to appear in a New York court later on drug charges. A court in Paris has found 10 people guilty of cyberbullying the French president's wife, Brigitte Macron. It's so false on social media that Mrs. Macron was born a man, and even made suggestions of pedophilia. The defendants have been given sentences ranging from suspended prison terms to 5 billion in a wellness trial. South Korea.